right, let's do this. We're going to have a special show for you. Right after the first break, we're going to introduce a very special guest that's going to put some sweet, 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 soulful sounds between your ear. I haven't heard the song yet, but I'm assuming that it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll find out together. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We got a little phone screener in here as well. Spike, we were off yesterday. I had to make sure of that. Yes.
Go Lightning.
Yes, go Lightning. Did they win?
Yes, but it didn't matter.
Because they're in the playoffs regardless.
Correct. That was just the last game of the season.
Well, yeah, you want to go out with a win, you know.
Done. Yeah, because they had lost the last four.
Ooh, they might as well have lost. Show some concern.
Come on, pick a side, bro.
Now, then surprise everybody in the playoffs, you know.
No. You let them know what's coming.
No, you don't never want to let somebody know what's coming. That's why a sucker punch is the most effective punch in the punching business.
Point. There you go. I give you that.
How you staking, Spike?
Mo, I'm stuck with this quandary. At what age?
Having a lot of quandaries lately,
Spike. Dude. Listen, as I travel the world, I travel.
You went to Dubai one time, and that was like 2 years ago. as you travel the world, stop it.
But I need some.
No,
help
he
on
doesn't.
This.
He just got a passport, Steve.
I just got it 2 days ago. I need some help on this. At what age do you stop saying things like $9.99? As an adult, you should just say $10, right?
And well, it depends. If somebody asks you how much something costs.
As an adult, come on.
I'd probably still say $9.99. I've never thought about it, to be honest with you.
Listen to me. Not $9.99. How much does this cost? $9.99.
I can't honestly tell you, Spike. I might say $9.99. It doesn't seem like that would flow probably, so I might go $9.99.
Doesn't that seem as a
Yeah, I'd probably say
as
$9.99.
A kid. And that's something that kids say.
Yeah, kids, yeah, like kids learning and talk.
They're just learning money learn the value of things. They would say, "Ooh, this Barbie, this G.I. Joe with
Kung Fu Spike.
Is only $9.99.
You get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Grip. Your parents, they didn't really buy that at
the
store.
Some Caribbean martial arts or something?
They bought that at some...
My point.
Some Congo Grip?
Some my point. You become... you. There's an age where you become and you just say $10.
Right.
If you...
I guess.
If you in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, you should not be saying, this car is $15,099.
Are you saying that?
No, I was with someone, and they said that, and I said, you too old to be saying $9.99. And they were like, you can't tell me how to talk. I said, no, I'm not telling you how to talk. I'm just thinking. I'm saying, I'm stuck on the fact that as an adult or as a person of an age, you should stop saying this Slurpee is.
So you've never been in the 99-cent store out west?
If I do, it's a dollar.
Did you wear a mask?
That's immaterial.
Was that a curveball?
The one good question.
Really?
And then you went one too much. Till we get you acclimated, stop at the one question. Because you're always good with the one.
But
the follow-up's always one.
You have, if you're with your boy, the little one.
Right.
And y'all in the store at Walmart, and he says, hey, Dad, I need these headphones. They $17.99. In your mind, you're not going to say, dude, you too young.
No. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just if I understood what he meant, I'm going to go beyond it. Yeah.
You are?
Sure. Yeah. People are different, Spike, but no.
Oh,
does that bother me? Does that flag me? Does that trigger me? No.
But does that signify a sense of maturity?
No, not for me. It's a viable term still.
So
$9.99 is a viable term. Spike, I still count on my fingers.
so you walk into a car dealership,
right?
And you say, hey, how much is that sweet ride over there,
right?
And they say it's $15,999.
Well, no, that would flag me because that's ridiculous. that makes no $15,999. If they said $1,599, then that would be proper. $1,500.99.
$15,000.99.
No, that's not how you would say that. That's not how you say it.
It flags you.
$1,500.99 is the correct way to say
Tom
that.
Tom Steinmetz is rolling over in his grave right now.
Who is this?
Steve.
Who is this?
One comment every 5 minutes till we establish.
Okay, go. My point.
Tom Steinmetz, number one
is that
car salesman in the world. He used to slam the hood so hard with the wrestlers.
When in 1987?
Is that Amos brother?
I can't even say the price.
In 1987?
Man.
You throwing out references from 1987.
I miss Tom Steinmetz.
Is he the brother of Amos?
Anyway,
you asked me how I was stuck in.
Dusty Rhodes.
You asked me how I was sticking. I was with somebody, and they kept saying, it kept saying that. And I'm like, I guess the point is it grinds your gears. And then.
But not just grinds your gears.
Yes.
Again,
am I getting sensitive?
I think you've always been sensitive, Spike.
How about this? If I ask you, and it's just things that I think that, believe it or not, people listening in the audience, I'm almost mature. But if I ask you to give me the price of a car between the years 2019 and 2023.
Okay.
You don't have to say this car is 2019, this thousand is 2020, this car is 2021, this car is 2022.
But some might say.
But you can just say 19, 20, 21, 22, right?
No, I'd probably go this model was 2021, 2019. Yeah, I'd probably say that.
You say all that?
Yeah. I probably said that.
All right, listen. Maybe I'm on an island, and
I'll
just let that go.
And I can't say the name.
It bothered me.
I can't say the name of the island without offending a lot of people.
Amelia?
No.
What the hell is Amelia Island?
There is no. You mean Epstein Island? That wasn't where I was going for. Yeah, but
that's what I was thinking.
There is no Amelia Island.
That's the Earnhardt girl, right?
Who? iHeart girl? No, that's a radio.
Earnhardt.
That's a race car driver name.
Who is the girl that flew around the planet?
You just flew. So what's her last name? You had Hart, and you just said she flew. So
flew
it's
Hart.
Amelia.
Around the planet.
Amelia.
Earnhardt.
Earhart, fool.
What? Hold on a second. You think your clue saying flew?
Flew. Where do you fly, Spike? Where do you fly, Spike? I ask myself all the time.
I fly to different countries.
Where do you fly? You fly in the air.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes,
that was Rosebud.
Listen, on match game, that would have been a terrible clue. Well, any clue is going to be terrible for you. If I got on match game and they matched me up with you, I just go, all right, Wink. I'm out.
Hey, don't.
That's an old reference, too.
They come back from a commercial, you want to be there.
Not at all.
I'm sending it to you by myself.
Yeah, where's Cat Name Mo? he conceded. Spike, I will tell you something. Spike, Ian Beckles wants to know if you smoke crack before the show. Can you confirm or deny that?
Every day.
No, Ian. That's not the crack talking. That's pure, unfiltered, unaffected, Spike.
Ask Ian.
Why don't you ask Ian? You got a microphone right in front of you. He can hear you just like he can hear me.
Ian, how much does a bag of crack cost? $25.99? I don't know.
Spike.
I ain't no ball guy.
The one, I feel like you undersold. I was telling you, I don't know if you came across the series on your own or if I mentioned it and you just happened to watch it before I had access to it. But the Idris Elba series.
Oh,
Hijack.
Hijack. Yeah, whatever it is.
That series is, I'm not through it. I'm like four episodes in. It is phenomenal.
Serious?
Absolutely. Serious? It is phenomenally good. You had issue with that series?
I saw the whole team. Yes.
Okay.
Come on. It became.
Oh, team. You Jamaican now?
Yeah. You heard that?
You from the islands now?
No. When we get our guests on.
Hold on.
When we get our guests on. You don't know because she from here either.
Good Lord.
Wait, hold on a second.
Hold on. Go.
That series. It sort of went in what I like this phrase.
Don't give me any bubblegum
kind of phrases. Like
don't spoil
a lot of the what happens, the action was like, oh, come on, this is Sesame Street type of thing.
Well, I haven't seen, I'm four episodes in, and I haven't seen any Sesame Street action. I've seen a very tense and thrilling and exciting drama.
Are you at the point where he's sitting next to a guy who's being just and totally ridiculous?
He's sitting
in the first class seat, and then there's a guy right next to him.
Well, I mean, that's almost every episode, but I think I passed that episode. I am.
Let's stay on that part. But isn't that guy his seatmate next to him? Any kind of like just ridiculously bubblegum?
No, I didn't find that out.
You thought he was important.
I think that all of the characters that I've seen so far are very, very authentic. And this is a script.
How about
that? These are scripts that are going that have a lot of moving parts, so, and they're managing to tie it all in.
You've seen the volleyball team girls.
Yes.
And the guy that bothers the volleyball team girls.
Yeah.
That ain't like, oh, well, come on. That's like Norm from Cheers, and he just all of a sudden is a badass.
Mike, I don't know what series you watch, but the fact that I am enjoying it so much and you don't
it
shows me that I am on point with my assessment of how good or great this series is. I have not finished it, people. Hijack. It's available on Apple TV. Idris, I always say Alba.
Idris Elba.
It is great. Spike, someone wants to talk to you about Lake City. Go ahead.
Preach.
Hey Mo, did you hear me vibing real quiet?
Yes, I did.
Howdy, y'all.
What's up, Lake City?
Howdy.
What's going on with
Billy, you want to talk to me? Go ahead. Say something.
Hey! I didn't forget what I was going to say.
All right, there you go. Well, at least
that's not a good representation.
Kind of sounded like a Lakeland Scotty Farrell. What's up, brother?
That is not a good representation of Lake City.
A Lakeland who?
Scotty Farrell.
Who is that?
He does sports and hockey.
Dude, you have to update your references.
Why are you ragging on Scotty Farrell?
Who the hell knows who Scotty Farrell is?
You listen to sports radio. Oh, yeah. You do. You guys don't listen to sports.
No, and you know
Steve,
that. So why would you
Sirius
bring up
Satellite?
Know your audience. You got a guy selling cars. Yeah. And now you got a guy
selling cars from 1980.
It's cool.
I'm surprised you ain't brought up Mom's Mabley yet. I mean, come on.
Too soon. You can't do that.
Come on, man.
You can't do that.
You got any reference
Pearl
of anybody in the 2000s? Okay.
Anyway. Maybe.
All right. We'll work on it.
Billy, you just embarrassed. Never mind. I ain't going to call the man out because you're supposed to punish in private and praise in public.
I know it's the exact opposite. Praise in private and punish in public, because how else will they learn? You have to go full on embarrassment.
No, Mo. You don't spank a child in public. You spank him in the room.
Now if you in Target and they acting out in public, goddamn right you spank that kid in Target, right?
And no, you put him in,
you're in Target
because he's making me look bad. He or she's making me look. I need to let people all in Target know I can regulate. I don't want to be walking out and them going, man, that dude don't know how to raise a child.
Security.
I'll spank him so they can be, yeah, look.
Okay, the phrase is punish in private.
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it's wrong. You praise in private, and nope. you ruin.
We don't went all over the spectrum of the sexual. You don't want to ruin their psyche, their bringing up, their
who kid
anybody.
Sure you do. Adults are fair game.
If I wasn't strong willed, my psyche, my mental mindset would be ruined. Messing around with
Spike,
you.
I think it would benefit you for your psyche to be ruined. I think part of your downfall is that your psyche is too intact.
It's completely too intact.
You need some cracks in that son of a bitch. Good okay, Lord. The other thing that I wanted to say was, now, I always recommend movies to you to watch. I think the last one I recommended, I wanted you to watch it because I wanted to be able to talk about it, which was Doom.
That was Doom.
I don't know that it was for you, but I thought you might find parts interesting. The first half is very slow. It's all set up, and it's a lot of setup. It's from a very dense book. So I get that, but I thought once it kicked in, it kicked in when the attack started with the House of Atreides. But But anyway, I digress. I am going to tell you a movie I watched that you need to stay the hell away from, Spike. Or maybe not, because if I didn't dislike it, but it was the most ridiculously implausible film I've ever seen. And I'm talking about Jason Statham's Beekeeper, The Beekeeper.
I saw you had posted something about that. I was going to get on it and watch it. Then I thought, this joker dooming me again.
No. I
know it went for me.
Right.
I was thinking.
You might find it entertaining. It's basically John Wick, but instead of them killing the dog, they killed a mom from the Cosby Show. Which you can't kill a mom from the Cosby Show. Of course you're going.
Did you give a spoiler alert?
People know if it's a revenge movie, there has to be an act that is the impetus for the revenge to kick in. So, yes.
What's the movie with Denzel Washington when he was
on Fire?
No, the last one he was like the Pusher Man, not the Pusher Man. He's tearing up stuff and he's acting good and he watches his watch and says I'm gonna kill
him. Oh, you're talking about the Equalizer.
Equalizer. Yeah. In the last movie,
tell me I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
I see. That's when he's in France or Paris.
The moms from Cheers got killed.
Oh, man. They just finding these old sitcom moms and killing. Well, you got to. What you got is a lot of people that adore these characters. So, is this the real Scotty Frell?
Yeah, Bo, I think you pissed some people off.
That's what my job is, man. Scotty Frell, is this you?
Hey, this is Scott Farrell.
Oh, shut up. That ain't Scott Farrell.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Who is Scott Farrell?
I don't know, but I know that ain't Scott Farrell.
Who's
jackass.
He sounded like
who is the real Scott Farrell?
I don't know. That's why I was
Scotty Farrell. He's like, what's up? You're doing hockey tonight, guys. The Bruins are coming in.
Steve, I got one, Spike. I can't handle two. I really can't handle two.
You knew who the real one. Oh, somebody named Scott Farrell. Is that a band member?
No, he's are you not listening to Steve? It's a sports announcer.
Oh.
And I have never heard him, but I knew that jackass wasn't him.
Okay, to answer your question, no, I'm not listening to him.
All right. You're smart. All right. The Beekeeper, what's disappointing about it is the first 20 minutes, you're kind of like, wow, this is really great. It's kind of like the first Equalizer with Denzel where they set up everything and he does the first act of vengeance and you're like, this is going to be cool. And then it gets so ridiculous, so over the top as it continues on that I found myself, it might be the best unintentional comedy that I have ever seen where it's like the writers aren't even concerned with making this guy somewhat believable or his action somewhat believable.
Right.
To wit, let's say, and I'm not saying this is in the film, but say you have the FBI looking for you and they think you're going to go into a building and there's 20 FBI surrounding the outside of the building.
Right.
And you just walk up and go, he's probably just going to walk through. And then they all recognize you. And then you proceed to kick 20 FBI's ass, get guns, manage to shoot them all without killing any of them because you're a good guy. You're not going to kill an FBI. I'm not saying that happens in the movie, but I'm saying
it's
ridiculous scenarios like that happen where everybody's looking for him. And he just shows up. He's like, here I am. And nobody can kill a guy. Nobody. Now, towards the end, there's a White House. There's a sequence at the White House. And there's some things that are going on. And how he gets there's a party going on that's just utterly ridiculous. Because I do want to talk to you about it. But the craziest thing about the last third of the film, a guy that because nobody else can seem to get this guy, a guy that's supposed to be the best that can get him.
It's always the best.
It's the worst description of a movie ever. That's how ridiculous it is.
I saw it.
It's like he was on. So you can corroborate this, Steve. That one guy with the Australian accent or whatever. Let me give you the descriptor first. It's like they were shooting the Beekeeper, and on the same movie lot, they were shooting a 1980s post-apocalyptic gonzo movie. and one of the characters from that movie just happened to show up on the set of The Beekeeper.
They were doing Jurassic Park and a dinosaur walked by.
Yeah, and they just kept filming. And they just gave him a part.
You're correct.
He is so on. It's like you're watching him, and I kept saying to myself, what movie is he in?
But do you know why that is?
Because the movie was ridiculous.
No, but there's a theme. I see you, the beekeeper, and I raise you, the bricklayer.
Well,
it's a European action movie shot with a bunch of money who came from who knows where, and they have a script that says, action movie, shoot things, blow things up, here's a pile of money. And then the actors go over there and have a nice free trip to Europe.
I can understand
all
that. I can understand that, but if it doesn't, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. It makes no sense.
He
is so out of place in this film. First and foremost, how the hell would a guy like that even make it on the White House grounds?
I worked on a movie called Motel that Robert De Niro's in, and it was funded by a Russian oligarch.
All right, so you're going too deep. But I want you to stay on the subject of how ridiculous the character is.
Can I just say this?
Yes.
European,
you made me
want to
watch
movie.
It now. Good job. I'm watching that, Jake, tonight.
I am not going to tell you that I didn't enjoy watching the film. I did enjoy watching the film, but there was a point within the movie that I said, I don't care about whatever they do because none of it. They could have had an alien force of hitmen beam down in front of the White House, and I would have said, okay, because that wouldn't be any more ridiculous than all of the stuff that preceded.
You know what you just described?
What is that?
Up. with Jalen Peele or whatever his name.
No, that was Gordon Peele. That was called
Nope.
Well, there was Nope, and there was Get Out. Yeah,
but okay, Nope was the one with all of a sudden the butthole.
Nope was the butthole
and the monkey tearing the
butthole
up.
Tortillas. That was Nope.
Yeah. I referenced where that come from? The monkey tearing up everything.
That worked way better than what they do.
I'm watching Beekeeper.
All right. Okay. So Steph wants to talk to you, Spike. Go ahead, Steph.
Hey there, Spike.
Hey, beautiful.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Well, doing well.
Good. Okay. I've been seeing a therapist for a while for things, and she's been beating me over the head with this one thing that I've been fighting her on, and I just noticed it in somebody else, and I thought, oh, you're judgmental, Spice. Everything is a should. You should do it my way. It should be this way. It should be that way.
You're a judgmental.
Maybe not racist, but
No. Hold on. Stephanie. He's racist too. He's racist too.
Let me talk to Steph.
Racist people are some of the most judgmental people. You can't have racist judgmental without racist.
So Steph, I agree with you on about me and being judgmental. But my question to you is, if you see someone driving a car and they're sitting on the roof driving their car, wouldn't you think that that's odd? I know my examples are stupid.
It's stupid. There's also a difference, and I really had to go over this. There's a difference in judgment. There's a judgment of something that's different, like a judgment difference between a blue pen and a red pen. You can see a judgment of... Not a judgment, but a difference.
I understand what you're saying. Yes.
And then there's the judgment of you're not doing it the way you should. I think you should. You're saying it as I think $9.99 is childish.
Retailers
do $9.99 because it's not $10.
Yes. Right.
If you want to get all into it, because this was my first thought.
We can't get all into it. Right. Yeah. I'm trying to keep Steve from getting all into it, and you want to call and get all into it.
Yeah, I'm back on the mic.
I got two hours. Stephanie. Thank you.
Stephanie, you just described Cat Nemo.
No, not at all. Spike, what she's saying is it's my way or the highway,
See,
guy.
Stephanie, he just did
and,
it.
And your way goes down Lake City roads and... Yeah, a lot of people ain't trying to go through Lake City.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.